I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mary Myers, Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership, to find out more about their Marquette County Data Booklet. Here's Mary Myers.
This is a data booklet that we create every year. It came out in August, but it's compiled with over 90 different federal, state, and private data sources. It's created with the help of our Economic Modeling Specialist Incorporated software, which is an internal tool.
What do you use it for?
So this is actually created to help businesses in the community see what is happening in the county. So they can kind of see the economic path and position themselves for economic success in the future.
Are there any particular trends that have shown up in the last couple of years?
So trends that have shown up that are typical that you would expect are the aging or the population declining, mining kind of declining with idling of mines and Eagle expected to close. So just basic things like that.
Is there any particular focus of with this data? Like obviously this is for economic development as a tool about that, but are there things that you look at particularly with this report?
So we do look at it to see what trends are happening and what we should be focusing on. So there are things that you'll see in here, such as corporate headquarters are expanding here, which is a good thing. So those are things that we'll try and look at to try and attract more corporate headquarters.
Get a few more of the businesses to come and start up or
yep.
Move here. With this data book, you take it, and I'm sure you have it as a resource for especially the business developers that are interested in coming here. What is in it that perhaps the average person might find interesting to look at?
So I think the whole thing is very interesting to look mm-hmm. at. If you're not very a data guru person, it breaks it down of what the data means specifically to the county. So I find that very interesting, but I think the whole thing is interesting overall.
Why is it important to make it digestible for folks?
So not a lot of people like data. They get intimidated by it. You might not understand it. So we want to make sure that they can look at this book and know exactly what that data means.
How do you put this together? You mentioned that there's sort of some modeling and things that you do that you look at. But how do you make this document every year?
So like I said, we use the economic modeling or Economics Modeling Specialist Incorporated developer tool to do this, but we will look at the trends and see what's actually happening in the county to report on the most important information.
And this is available for folks to take a look at. You have it out there for anybody that has questions, right?
Yes, you can find this on our website, which is marquette.org, or you can actually email us at the LSCP email as well to find that.
And you could actually have it, and if someone actually wants a physical copy of it, they could either print it off from your website or have one. You can
correct.
Get one to them.
Yep, you can print it off. It's very easy. It's on there as a PDF. And actually, our website has all of the years prior as well. So if you want to look at this year, if you want to look at 2016, that's on there as well.
That's Mary Myers, Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. For Media Brew Communications, with a look at what's going on in our community, I'm Walt Lindela.